Okay, we're going to finish up Simon Reshiud Beis. I believe we're up to Sif Beis, where it says Mirkachas Shmanichin al Rakikin Dakin. This type of confection, you put on these like thin, flat little cakes. Osam Rakikim Havu Tefela Limirkachas. These little flat cakes, that's going to be tofel. It's secondary to the actual confection itself. Shadavi do, because everyone knows She'ei Miskavnin Lechol Lechem. You don't want to eat the lechem. You just want to eat the confection. You just put it like Mishnah Berurah says, your hands don't get sticky. So therefore, you want to make a bracha on that. Let's see. Yud Beis Havu Tefela Limirkachas. V'tzorech Levarech Al Hamirkachas Levad. So therefore, the only bracha that you're going to make is on the confection. Yud Gimel Lechol Lachem. You're not going to eat the bread. Rak Shabayim Ledabek Hamirkachas Aleichem Shelo Yitanfu Hayadayim B'Dvash. You're just putting one. You want your hands to get all sticky from the honey. Va'ayim Ba'achronim Shekosli Right. The Medinos saying in our country Sheoisin Haduv Shonim Shetoyim L'Maychel Umanichem Hamirkachas Aleichem. In these types of countries where we make this like honey cake, which is good, and you put the confection on top of it. Al King Kvanaso Gam King La. L'achilas haduv shonim. You want to eat this type of a honey cake. Mavarich lem, so you make the brach on it. On the el simen kuf samach ches, mishne brua, sifkad mem hei. Mavur sham kol prate dinze, where we explained previously. Okay, that concludes Reish Yud Beis. Now we start Reish Yud Gimel. Can you be motzi somebody else? Should you be motzi somebody else? So says the Mechaber like this. Al kol perus, ushare devarim, chutz miyayim, I'm sorry, chutz mi pas v'yayin. So with foods, with the exception of bread and with wine. So im hay ha'ochlim shenayim o yoyser, echad poiter es chavero afila belo hisiba. So we're going to pronounce the word haseba, but really according to it's the diktuk, it's either hasiba or haseva. Okay, but haseba we call it. That's the way the Oilim says this. We'll say it also. So you could, if you're all eating together, you have two or more people, so you can exempt them even if they aren't all technically reclined together. Me, however, yeshiva, me, boy, at least you have to be sitting down. V'daf kapas v'yayin. Specifically, this din is limited, the way the Mechaber is talking about, that to pas or to yayin. So boy, haseba, you need to require this reclining for these. L'didon, for us, have a yeshiva kimo haseba didinhu. The R yeshiva is like they're reclining because we don't eat, you know, lying down, we eat just sitting at the same table. L'fizeh, so it comes out according to that way we eat nowadays. L'didan, the lace lan hase, because we don't do this reclining when we eat. Ein chilug bein pas v'yayin v'shadron. There isn't a distinction, as the Gemara would assume, between pas and lech. I'm sorry, yayin. Do you be yeshiva afilu pas v'yayin echom avarech l'chulam? Because even when you're sitting down for bread or for wine, one person can be motzi everybody. Shalom yeshiva, and if you're not all sitting and eating together, b'shar devarim nami kol echom avarech alatzma. Everyone makes their own bracha. In fact, we said that one person makes the bracha for everybody. B'shar devarim chutz min hapas. This is referring to other items with the exception of bread. This is referring to the bracha rishona. Aval bebracha achrona, but the concluding bracha, when you're finished eating, tzrichin lechalik, you divide it up. V'chol echem mevarech la'atzmon. Each one makes their own bracha. You're not yote with the one person making a bracha achrona for everybody, right? The ain zim on the peiros, because you don't make a zim on peiros. The Mishnah will explain exactly what we're talking about over here, whereas one person would actually be motzi you with the bracha achrona, that we don't do that. Mashen came by hamotzi, where one person used to actually be motzi everyone else through their Birkas HaMazon. Okay, that's what we'll explain more as we see the Mishnah Berurah. That was the Mechaber. Begins now the Ramah on the bottom line. Yeshom, some say, V'chol ha'devarim chutz mipas v'yayin lo mahani hasiba. For all these things, the exception of bread and with wine, the reclining doesn't help. Hu adin yeshiva didon. The same thing would apply to our sitting nowadays. L'chein, therefore, nohagu achshav, the minhag is nowadays, v'peirosh shekol echa mevarech la'atzmo, that each one would make a bracha for themselves. Okay, that's a lot there, so let's now go and see what the Mishnah Berurah says and clarifies this for us. So beginning with Sif Katin Aleph, b'shar devarim, right, talking about peirosh and all these things, haynu shari mini acholin umashkin, all the food and drinks, beis chutz mi pas v'yayin, with the exception of bread and with wine, mishum dechashivi, because these are considered to be very important items. The darkon levo aleihem haseba, that you would make a special eating and drinking session on these. Lefikach ein derech kvius shalehem el haseba. The only way you do this is through haseba. Kila kaman is going to be explained. So in this case, by gimel echad poiter es chavero, one person would make a bracha on behalf of the others. Rotzlo means like this: Even if everybody on their own knows how to recite the bracha for themselves, despite this, one person could go ahead and make the bracha even though his other friend knows how to do it himself. So the caveat is that he has to hear all the words of the bracha and he has to have two-way intention. The one who's making the bracha has to have in mind to be moitzi this person. The one who's listening has to have in mind to be yotzi through this. Kilakaman Siv Beis explained, V'hochi Odet Feis is better, V'rov Am Hadras Melech, because we assume that when you have multiple people, many people doing it at the same time, that's considered more of a glory to Hashem, a nicer and enhanced way to do the mitzvah. Sivkat and Dalid, Afilu B'lo HaSeba, Dedavka Pas V'yayin Dechashivi, specifically with bread and with wine, which is considered to be Choshva types of items. Hayadarkan Lecho B'HaSeba Al Hamitos, they would eat reclining on these types of beds. V'zeh Hayderech K'viusom V'his Chabrusom Yachad, that's how they would be, you know, establish their eating session and the way they would combine together to be one large group. V'fikach Ein Echem Mevarech L'chulam L'hoitzi Ad Shisi, therefore, since they're all doing this together, so then you have to have HaSebas, one person promotes everybody. Minkard, it's recognizable the daitan lehischaber litzdar v'yachad, that you want to combine into join to one big group. Masha enkim peiros, which is not the way they would do this if they were just eating fruits or any other types of foods. Right? This was only a din by bread and by wine. Hey, yeshiva mihu boy, but at least you have to be sitting down in order, like sitting together, I should say, to combine. The ein echad yochel hoitzi chaver b'habracha ela im kein yoshul echol lishtois b'yachad v'lo b'meuban. That the everyone has to be sitting together. This is one of the reasons why people are sitting for Kiddush, because one person is going to be motzi everybody. The kaviyas ketzas al koponim mihuboy. At least we have to be sitting together. V'chol zerach le'enyin lechatchil. This is best practice of avadiyev. But if it happened, kol shekivein l'mavarech lehoitzi v'shmel etzeis yotza. If they weren't all sitting down, but at least they had in mind that that you're going to be motzi them, and they had in mind to be motzi them, that would technically work, but that's not the best way of doing it. They should really lechatchila be sitting, as we see in Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Vav, Ledidon, right, that our sitting nowadays is like the reclining back then. I mean, that's the way everyone sits together to eat the meal. That's what he's saying. But we don't do haseba nowadays. The fact that we all sit down together at the same dining room table, that's our kavias, the same way they would recline back then. And then when it work, even for bread, and for wine. If you look in the Deer Shoe number 3, it says, L'chein le'inyin kiddush, shekosav harma l'kom, and simen reish ayin aleph, sheyoyte tov leishiv, it's better to sit, kosav mishnah bursham, b'tam ha'dovet shekeven, she'echad poiter es chavero, tzarech shikbo b'yachad, since we're going to be motzi, the people standing around, sitting around, they should all be sitting. V'yeshiva nechsheves kvias, and by sitting down, that creates more of a kvias. Uvatam hanohagim la'amoi b'shasa kiddush. So the reason those some have the meaning to stand or sit in kiddush. So because b'sharetzi and sham, he writes according to Tosfos, right? Shemasha koyvim atzum kedei letzeis nechshav kmo yeshiva. For the fact that they have in mind to be yotzei through this, that's ke'ilu as if they're it's like they're sitting. Okay, good. Vayter now in sifkot and zayin chutz min pas. Ha de hizkir ha mechaber pas hach. Why did the mechaber mention pas over here? Meshum de pas kaim alon de im heim shlosh. If you had three people, mezamnin umoitzim echad es chavevra birkos amozum. That's what we're explaining. So we read the mechaber that one person really would cite the bracha on behalf of everybody else. Mashein came b'shari devarim, not with other foods, but bracha achrona afilu b'shlosha ein amoitzim. Right? Everyone would recite their own bracha. So that's why the Mishnah was explaining why the mechaber mentioned davka bread in the case. Ches bebracha rishona, v'atam the reason mishun debracha rishona kol echem marviach ba'oisa bracha. Everyone says we get benefits from that. Sha'ai deikach mutorin lecho v'lihanus. Right, they're allowed now. They have a heter to eat because you can't get any benefit from this world without making the bracha beforehand. Lefikach mitzdarfin lo. That's why we combine everybody. Aval bebracha shel achar achil. But what about the bracha after you're done eating? Shekar ochlu b'daitem lihipar. Now their intention is to separate from each other. In this case, ein mitzdarfin v'afilu b'yayin. We don't combine everybody for one big bracha achrona, even by wine. Okay, tes tzrichin lechalik, that we divide everybody up and it makes their own bracha achrona. Fafil kov yochid, even if they had one like unified session of eating together, lo mahani is it doesn't work. V'yevet im kivin, let's say v'hamvarich gamkin kivin lahotzio. If you would have this, you know, pipeline of kavana, where each person had in mind to be yotze, and he had in mind to be motzi them as well. Yotzo afilu below a kviyas klal, that would work. Kemosha posak a mechaber la'el b'simin kuf samech zayin sif yud gimel ayin sham b'mishnah bura. In the Dishu fiber, it reminds us sham over there. Kos maganam hiniach esadin ashulchan rach b'tzarech ian. Ki yesh meharishonim shesavru shikashalokavu ein echad yochel hoitzi chaveru af b'diavad. Right, that you can't be yotzi on midrabanan. Okay, amnam bebir ha'gra hechriya ledina shedivrei hashulchan rach ikar. Really, he holds like this and against the Magen Avraham. Okay, continuing now in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im echad eini yadei levarich ba'atzma. Let's say you're at a kiruv convention or something like that, and someone just simply does not know how to make the bracha achrona. Se yoytze afil lichatchil berachas bebirkas chaveru. Someone could lichatchil be sprite the bracha on his behalf. V'kosu hataz v'shar achronim da'idin nowadays shemizalzlin ha'hamoin ma'oy bebracha achrona. People are, you know, mizalzlin, they don't take it so seriously. Yesh lismach lasos kein lechatchila. So to make sure, to ensure that everyone's going to be reciting a bracha achrona, maybe at the end of the kiddush, you have somebody do this for them. Shemavarich echa b'kol ram. One guy says out loud, habracha achrona v'yu acherim yotzim al yodo afilu kishi yodim ba'atzman levarich. They know how to say it, but they're going to forget or whatever it is. So then maybe it's a good idea to have somebody do that. V'frat specifically bracha achrona me'ein shalosh. Certainly if you're making like an al hamichya, she'ena kol b'kiin bo ba'al pen. Everybody knows it by heart. V'vaday toiv lasos kein lechatchila. And certainly if this person could make the bracha achrona on behalf of everybody, and they're not going to do it on their own, it is a good idea. They could still say it along with him. And one of the Dirshu footnotes over here talks about sometimes you're by someone's house for a kiddush, and the balabas is slurring the words or something like that, or whatever, they're swallowing the words. So it's better to say along, even though you know he's saying all the kiddush, you should say it along with him word for word. Okay. Yud, de'ein zimun leperus. We don't have everybody be yotze to one person's bracha achrona. This means shekevan de'ein mitzvahs zimun leperus lehiz damein yachad loyman nevarich shachana. You make a zimun, like usually for bread. Me'mele tzarach kol ech levarich la'atzmo. Each one has to make their own bracha afterwards. If a lola tzeis bevirkas chavir, not to be yotze with their friend's bracha achrona, ayin le'el simen kuf tzadigimel sif katan vav mishtabura. So again, we have the Dirshu to remind us. Number 7, it says, Shekos of Sham, Sheish Machmirim, Shivas Haminim, let's start a Zeman. There is an opinion that requires a Zeman for when you're having the Zayin Minim. Lechein Kos of Habach, Shetoiv, Sheloyik, Vu, Shlosh, Viachad, Al Shivas Haminim. You shouldn't get three people together eating them together. Lahoitzi Atzma, Mihachlokas. That way you avoid the whole Machlokas together. Okay, v'seim b'shem habirchei Yosef shahamin and poshu l'kavua kama anoshim al peros m'shivas haminim. No, we the minhag is like this: the people do get together. V'chein lechol pas habal b'kistin. So too, you if you were having people eating cake together or cookies or brownies or any one of these other things, because we don't make a zeman on these items. Yud aleph yesh omrim debechol koi aresh hasif is going back to the beginning of the sif a bracha rishon on the bracha rishon before eating. The time and the reason is according to this. Again, specifically by bread and by wine, that's considered to be very choshev, very important. Mahani haseba or yeshiva ledidon, right? Either haseba or sitting the way we do it. Masha'en came bishar devarim delo chashivi by, let's say, like apples or something like that. It's not considered to be as choshev as bread or as wine. So in that case, each person has to make their own bracha. Ve'im bo perus toch hasuuda ech mevarech lechulam. And if you would have fruit brought in the middle of the meal, the one person will make the bracha on them. Demigu de mahani lesiba lepas mahani nami leshar devarim. Since that the haseba works over here for the bread, it works for other items as well. And then in the Ramah said that nowadays the minig is by peros that everyone makes their own bracha. Yud beis hu hadin b'shar devarim, not only by peros but by all of the types of foods as well. Le'inyan sheikhar u mei devash shekorin mead. If a person's drinking mead or a type of beer, sa'ayin va'alos tomin v'taz v'mogin avrim v'ha'idin nowgiz nogin shagam bazeh kol echem v'vorech la'atzmo. According to the Prima Gadam, nowadays everyone makes their own bracha on their own glass of beer. Le'inyan yayin by wine, mashmim he'ramah v'chein mevur b'darachim Moshe degam v'didon mahani hasiba o yeshiva. This would work. Haseba or yeshiva, sitting or reclined together. Avakam achronim helu da'af b'yayin toiv shivarech kol echad la'atzmo. Many achronim say that even by yayin, each person should make their own bracha. In the Shar HaTzini, he tells you this, the Bach, That's the Vilna Gaon. Okay, others as well. Nowadays, ein ha'olam regilin likvo atzman al yain. This is not the way that society functions, so to speak. V'emes in truth, the dina toli zeh b'mina kamakoymes. It really would depend on what the minig is in that particular locale, in that particular place, in that time. T'v'malkam shemotzi harbe yain regilin likvo alav. If they have a lot of wine, they normally do this. B'vadei mahani hasiba o yeshiva. That would, yes, in fact, work to everybody together. L'hoitzi echad es chaveri. It could be moitzi his friend, because that's the normal way of drinking it. Really, the minhag seems to be that we don't do this nowadays. Even though it's against the strict letter of the law, the halacha of efsha mishum de ein hakol b'kiyin lehis kavein letzeis lahotzi. Not everybody knows. Not everybody learns Mishnah Berurah. You know that you have to have intent to be motzi somebody, and you have to have in mind to be yotzi. They don't know this. That's probably why we don't do this nowadays. Everyone makes their own brachos. Ke'ein zem avur b'chai adam klal hay. And a similar idea appears in the Sefer Chai Adam. Yud Gimel Shekol Ech Mevarech La'atzmi, each one makes their own bracha. V'dav Kelichat Chila. This is the best practice. Ava B'diavad. If after the fact it happened, Im Berach V'kivin L'hoitzi Chavero V'Hashemen Ischavin Letzeis, he had in mind to be motzi his friend in mind to be yotzi with this. Af below Hasiba, even if they didn't recline, V'yeshiva sitting together, Klal Nami Yotzi. That would in fact work. Okay, that concludes Sif Aleph.